I will pass you over to Simon, who will talk about some of the benefits here with introducing this technology.
Thanks, Hadley. The experience that that I have, and just to inform you, I do intraoperative. The pathologist in our hospital does intraoperative lymph node analysis using frozen section and multi-step frozen section. And he's very experienced. He's about to retire, and I don't think we'll be able to have that luxury for much longer. But it's certainly my experience that's what patients want. One of the members of our committee that's looking at how to roll this out is Maggie Alexander from Breakthrough Breast Cancer. And it's clear that actually, if you talk to women and you say to them, if you want your lymph nodes tested while you're asleep, would you like us to do that? And the answer is yes, because they don't want to have their lymph nodes left behind. And most of them would rather do that, I guess, than have radiotherapy, although we obviously await the outcome of the AMORUS trial. But it's what patients want, and they don't want to have a second operation. And although the second operation from the Almanac trial data suggested that it was pretty straightforward, we have our own personal experience of reoperating on the axilla second time round, causing more pain, more stiffness, more neuralgia, and so on. So I think we understand that patients really would like to avoid a second operation. That's what they want. And actually, as you've heard from Christa, from Konstantinos's excellent talk, I mean, the extra time taken, 8 minutes waiting if it's negative and 31 minutes to clear the axilla is a very small extra amount of time in an operating theatre. And we do overrun, but fortunately the staff are mostly female and they are very understanding when you're dealing with someone who's having breast cancer. So if you plan your list, it's pretty easy to avoid that kind of problem.